He's waking up. Hi, Sleepy. Come with us. You've been sleeping long enough, and we're going to eat and have lots of fun. It's beginning to get late, and I know everyone is hungry. Smokey, why don't you go and get the rest of our forest friends together while I set the table and get the food ready? Here's a place to build a fire. I'll just light a match and get the fire going.
Just a minute, Marcy. I can see that you're forgetting some of the important things I told you about building a campfire. First, we have to find a good clear spot away from trees, bushes, and logs. And you know, even branches of trees will catch fire if we're too close to them. Now here's a big open spot. I'll just rake all these leaves away. Now, this spot is safe for a fire. I brought my shovel along in case we need it to keep the fire under control. And Marcy, would you please fill this bucket with water? We must have some water handy. A small fire is always best for cooking. There we are. Now, I'll take care of the matches. I want you to always remember how dangerous it is to play with matches. You see, when a forest burns, many of my little friends are burned up, and the others are left homeless, with no place to go, and with no food or water. It's very sad to see one of our beautiful forests burn.
Smokey, I will remember. And I'll remind all the boys and girls not to ever play with matches anywhere, not even at home. Thank you for building the fire for me. I'll watch it very closely while you go and get the rest of our friends.
Smokey says don't ever play with matches. And Smokey knows the safest thing to do. You know you can all depend on Smokey. But can Smokey Bear depend on you? Promise him that you won't play with matches. Or you know that if a fire should start, it could quickly burn a great big forest. And then that would surely break poor Smokey's heart. Smokey says don't ever play with matches. And Smokey knows the safest thing to do. You know you can all depend on Smokey. But can Smokey Bear depend on you? Promise him that you won't play with matches. Or you know that if a fire should start, it could quickly burn a great big forest. And then that would surely break poor Smokey's heart.
Now, I have the table set, and the food is almost ready. I guess I'll pick some of these berries while I'm waiting for Smokey to come back with all his friends. Just look at all the berries. All kinds of berries. I'll pick some of each kind.
Marcy! Is dinner ready? We're coming.
Yes, hurry up. Hello, everyone. The food's ready. Just sit down any place you like. Look at all the berries I've picked.
Oh, that's fine, Marcy. Why, let's see, you have blackberries, raspberries. Wait a minute. What kind of berries are these?
Well, I don't know, Smokey.
Well, we'll have to throw these away. We must pick only the berries that we're sure of. Because there are many poisonous berries in the forest. Remember what I told you about the various colored berries?
Oh, yes, I do remember, Smokey.
If you find some bright red berries, and they look like quite a treat, Smokey says, oh, please remember, be careful what you eat.
Some may look delicious in a lovely shade of blue.
even find some white ones that look very good and sweet. Smokey says they may be poison. Be careful what you eat.
You might even find some white ones that look very good and sweet. Smokey says they may be poison, so be careful what you eat.
I won't forget next time. It could be very dangerous to eat poisonous berries. Help yourselves to the food, everyone.
Boy, it sure is good. It looks like everyone's enjoying it. Marcy, while we're eating, I want to remind you and the boys and girls of some very important things to remember. When you go out hiking and you're far away from home, I hope that you'll remember not to wander off alone. You'll have a lot more fun if you stay with the crowd, you know, for it isn't any fun to be lost, wondering which way to go. Be sure that someone knows just where you plan to be, so they can come to your rescue in case of emergency. There are things that you must watch, because it isn't any joke if the plant you happen to touch turns out to be poison oak. Always be careful not to go near a snake. And remember, those poison berries will give you a tummy ache. If you must go in the water, be sure someone's around, for anything can happen, and I don't want you to drown. Then if you have a picnic, pick up before you go. I want you to keep our forest clean. I'm proud of them, you know. Always drown your campfire out before you leave it, please. My friends would be left homeless if you burned down all the trees. Do remember how much damage just one little spark can do. When I build a campfire, I won't forget. Will you?
I won't forget. I'll remember everything you said, Smokey.
Have you ever stopped to think about what one little spark can do? If you listen very carefully, I have something to say to you. Trees are so beautiful, standing straight and tall. What would it be like if there were no trees at all? Think of all the years that pass as trees grow all around. Then, in such a little while, one spark can burn them down.
Trees are so beautiful, standing straight and tall. What would it be like if there were no trees at all? Think of all the years that pass as trees grow all around. Then in such a little while, one spark can burn them down.
Remember, Marcy, it only takes one little spark. Marcy, that was a wonderful picnic dinner. I'm sure everyone agrees.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Oh, just look at that beautiful sunset.
How do you think old Smokey spends the evening when all his work is done and day is through? together. All his woodland friends, both fur and feather, and they just sit around the campfire every evening. What a lovely way to spend the time. And while they're reminiscing, they forget their care. No one could be happier, no one anywhere. They sit around the campfire in the evening. Then a little later you will see Mr. Owl is wide awake and looking very wise. But you will notice Smokey Bear begins to rub his eyes. The yellow moon above is big and bright.
It's been a wonderful day, Marcy. I'm getting sleepy, so I think I'll just walk back to my house. Be sure to come back and see us again soon.
I will, Smokey. Good night. Boys and girls, I see all our little forest friends have gone over to Smokey's window to tell him good night. And now I can see Smokey kneeling down beside his bed.
When Smokey thinks it's time to go to bed, he kneels and bows his sleepy little head. And then before old Smokey says goodnight, he prays that everything will be all right.
Praise we'll all be careful in the woods, put out our fires and do just as we should.
And all his little forest friends are listening there when Smokey Bear says his prayer. When Smokey Bear says his prayer.
Well, Smokey has gone to bed now, and all of his little friends are going back to their nests and homes. The forest seems quiet again. I've had such a wonderful time today, but it's almost time for me to go home. I wish I could stay here forever.
It's sleepy time. I hear a sleepy song. It's evening now, and time to say so long. And though I wish today would never have to end, it's time to say goodnight to every furry friend. And when the sinking sun is glistening through the trees, there's a stillness in the gentle evening breeze. It's all so beautiful, I can't believe my eyes.
Distant
hills.